Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks.
How does one start a recap of an episode that was so good, so just the essence of why I do what I do? Why I love reality TV so much. What we just witnessed on episode 21, that would be ITV episode 19, is nothing short of genius level producing. This is why I'm in the field that I'm in. This is why I love reality TV. This is why Love Island does it better than any other reality TV show. I have so many thoughts. I have theories. I do not think this is the last we've seen of Molly. I have a lot of theories on that, and I have supporting evidence to back my theories. Let me just take you through this episode. It's so hard because obviously what happens in the end is the most exciting part, and I want to get to that. But the Love Island producers really said, let's remind people why we are the superior reality show. And this episode is proof of it. And I have no doubt that going forward, we're going to have even more twists and turns and shock surprises. I knew that season 10 was going to be different, but I didn't know the extent at which the difference would be. I say that because when they announced the season 10 premiere, they had like some sort of press release, and ITV was basically saying, you know, it's season 10 of Love Island. This is a big number. You know, it's like a milestone number. And we're going to be surprising people. We're going to be doing things we've never done before because this is season 10. And so, you know, at the time I read it and I was like, oh, this is probably just fluff, you know, just getting people excited for the series, which I was, but they weren't messing around. They really meant, oh, we're going to be changing things up. We're going to be switching shit up, y'all. So let's recap this episode. I don't understand why Whitney is forgiving Mehdi so easily. She asks him, if it was between me and Leah, would you have picked me? And he's like, absolutely, because of how good her speech was. And then they kiss again. And I don't understand how he is able to flip-flop so much. And us, the audience, at least me, I'm able to flip-flop with him where I'm just like, oh, this guy, he does not deserve Whitney. And then I'm like falling all over myself for how cute they are as a couple. In the words of Whitney, it's not giving healthy relationship dynamic. Zach tells Molly her speech gave him butterflies. I thought this was really cute. We don't hear guys say things like this about girls, that something they did gave them butterflies. So I thought that was really sweet and vulnerable of him. And he also says he feels safe with her. And I will say, in general, Zach is finally winning me over. At the beginning, when he first came in, I don't know. I was just kind of like, especially the way he went from Catherine to Molly, just because it felt like he was so all in for Catherine, and they seemed like such a chill, cool couple, and just the way he was able to switch to Molly was not my favorite, but he's definitely growing on me. Before we get to the Islanders going to bed, I have to note that Montel and Leah share their first outie kiss. I also think it's interesting, Molly went on the most recent After Sun, and when asked which couple at this point would you want to win the whole thing, she said, well, Leah's my girl, but I do really think there's something extremely special between Leah and Montel. And that's something, obviously, we're not getting that on screen. We're getting that they have good chemistry, that they're making a connection, stuff like that. But to hear that from Molly, an Islander who is watching everything up close, I thought that was really interesting. And that means that we're definitely not seeing everything between Leah and Montel. So it's the morning. The girls get a text that it's time for a spa day. And I found this really interesting. When they get the text and the girls are all celebrating, and Ty says twice, am I fuck? Am I fuck? What? And then Mitchell follows that up with, the guys don't actually get anything. So dramatic. But Ty saying, am I fuck? What? So the girls go off to the spa, and we get this scene where Tyreek is opening up to the guys about how much his feelings for Ella have grown. It seems like we're finally turning a page. Even Sammy says he feels like Tyreek has turned a page. Zach says he's witnessing growth. Ty responds to all this praise from the boys, saying, I'm even thinking before I say stuff now. It's crazy, bro. And then we get Katie's entrance into the villa. Oh, wow. Katie comes into the game with 1.2 million Instagram followers and 924.5K TikTok followers. As Katie walks in, Zach and Sammy are like, who's that? Who? Who? And Katie just, oh, I love this. She's like, all right, boys, who's ready for a pocket rocket? I laughed so hard at this point. Scott, we've never seen this side of Scott. Scott to Zach is like, fucking Katie. And he gestures like so enthusiastically to Katie. That's Katie, isn't it? Like, I did not have Scott as a Love Island super fan, but I love this for him. It makes him very endearing. Watching Katie, it's like, okay, let me just actually sit back and relax. Let me just enjoy this pro doing what she is so good at. She asks who's completely closed off, and Tyreek volunteers to answer first, saying he's not completely closed off. This was my air of the game. I mean, he was literally just talking to the boys about how his feelings for Ella are so strong, and all the boys were praising him, being like, oh my gosh, we're witnessing growth. And then he does this. I don't think he should say that he's closed off. That isn't necessarily my advice in this situation. It's the fact that, like, he so eagerly volunteered himself first to answer this question. It's so up and down with Ella and Tyreek. And of course, Ella is going to find out about this. And of course, they are going to have a fight about it. And yeah, definitely my error. Keep your mouth shut unless she directly looks at you and it says, Tyreek, are you open or not? Then answer, honestly. And then Katie, being the frickin' pro that she is, while talking about who's open and who's not, she said that she thinks this whole process is about having respect for the girls and being honest. And of course, the guys are all like, oh, yeah, 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 of course, respect the girls, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the SkinSafe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
So after the boys are done showing her around the villa, they're like, how about we take a selfie and send it to the girls? And Katie's even like, yeah, which one of you is brave enough to stand by me? Love that. Then we go to the spa. The girls are also so obviously prompted here from the producers to also take a selfie. And as Ella is like raising it up to take the selfie, they get the text. Ella opens it and she just is like, oh my gosh. By the way, the faceplate here, I can't even begin to describe it. You need to go watch it if you haven't watched it yet. The faceplate when the girls realize who it is and what is happening is priceless. But yeah, the girls freak out when they see that it's Katie in the villa with the boys. So the girls return to the villa, and just the way they're so excited about Katie being there shows just her star power. You will never get the girls reacting this positively to any other bombshell. The way they're just immediately taking her in and being like, oh my gosh, it's so nice to meet you. Like, she has everybody in that villa wrapped around her finger, and I love to see it. When the girls talk to her, she tells them that if she has to step on toes, she will, but respectfully. And then, of course, Elle and Ty fight, because it wouldn't be an episode if Elle and Ty didn't fight. Tyreek needs to make a decision, and Ella needs to make a decision. And they need to make that decision now. And then we get to the nighttime portion. The reason why this episode was so dang good. Jess gets a text that says, can all Islanders gather around the fire pit immediately? Katie gets a text. It says, it's time for you to make a very big decision. Please stand in front of the fire pit. She goes in front of the fire pit, gets another text, and it says, as you are single, you must decide to steal a boy of your choice to couple up with. Now, we get some dramatic music, and at this point, I'm invested. Like, this is obviously a very dramatic scene, but I'm just thinking, oh, okay, she's just going to steal somebody, and whoever's left single is just going to be single in the villa, right? She picks Zach. Zach stands up, walks to her. He acknowledges that this is probably very hard for her, as she's literally only been in the villa for 12 hours and is now being forced to pick a guy, and she doesn't know these guys. Zach is standing up there with Katie in front of all the Islanders, and then Molly gets a text. It says, Molly, you are now single and dumped from the villa. First of all, did you guys notice that when Molly was reading this text, her eyes were like normal as she's reading, you know, Molly, you are now single and now dumped from the villa? Her eyes had the reaction. It was like a delayed reaction. Like, she was reading it out loud, but she was not processing what she was reading because it was so crazy. Just to see her face in that moment just like calculate everything that's going on, it was fascinating. But here's the deal, guys. This is giving me Claudia from Love Island, Australia. Before I get to my theories, I just want to give a shout out, I guess, to the producers. This is how you do it. These Love Island producers are putting all other reality TV producers to shame. We went into this fire pit gathering thinking, oh, okay, she's gonna steal a boy, but did we think Molly was gonna be dumped? No. I don't think this is the end of Molly. I do not think that. I have a feeling that they are going to pull a Claudia. And for those who are unaware, during the last season of Love Island Australia, a OG Islander named Claudia was dumped. And again, I know it was at the very beginning, which is different than what is happening to Molly. But I do think what's happening with Molly is going to be very different than the Claudia situation. But what I do think is going to be the same is how they centered all of this attention around Claudia at the very beginning of the season. And by the way, Claudia ended up going all the way to the end and winning the whole series. So
She got dumped, like, on one of the first days of being there. And the shock was just like, what? Like, it didn't make any sense. But it was very shocking. Again, very good TV. The Islanders were just dumbfounded. And then the very next episode, she comes back with another bombshell. And everybody's like, oh my gosh. I think that they are purposely sending Molly back home, having her post on social media so that it becomes legitimate. And hey, maybe I'm going to look like a clown. And maybe she really is permanently dumped. But I just don't think with how big of a character she's been so far that they're going to just let her go like that. I think because this is season 10 and because they're doing so many plot twists and things that we've never seen before, I think they're either going to bring her back for Casa Amor, possibly, or after Casa Amor, but I have a feeling they're going to bring her back. We saw in After Sun that she is holding out hope that her and Zach will get together on the outside. She is still very much into Zach. It was very obvious. I think they're going to bring her back. I don't know how. I don't know when. I know she's back home, but I'm just saying, from my perspective, this is... I just don't think it's a real dumping yet. Obviously, it's a real dumping, but you guys get what I'm saying. I think they're going to pull a Claudia on us. I do. I really do. And if they don't, you guys can call me a dingus, but right now... that is what I think. This episode was amazing. This is why I love reality TV. Honestly, I was on the edge of my seat. How all of the Islanders were reacting, all of their face play, by the way, I was doing the same thing in my bedroom. Like, there's by myself. There's no reason why I should be doing that, but that's how, like, actually invested and good that moment was. Just chef's kiss, you know? But before we go, let me give you those gains. The top three Instagram gains are number one, Molly, who gained 12K for a total of 226K. Second is Giving Whitney, because it's Whitney, who gained 6.6K for a total of 60.9K. And third is Jess, who gained 5K for a total of 118K. Our top three Instagram chart is Katie with 1.2 million Instagram followers. Second is Molly with 226K Instagram followers. And third is Jess with 118K. And lastly, your top three TikTok is Katie with 959.8K. Molly is in second with 836.9K. And Ella is in third with 54.8K. This has been Grafting with Grace Ann.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.